7:52 on Connect FM and your morning connection for a Friday. We get another update on the Du Bois Dream and some exciting youth activity going on right now. So we welcome Albert Varicallo into the studio this morning. How are you doing, Albert?
Doing good. Trying to keep it all together. And this time of year is always hectic, but it's really rewarding.
Yeah, busy times are good times, especially when it involves some youth basketball. Yeah. So get us caught up to date on what's happening right now.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is today we're bringing back our youth 3x3 league. So one thing I noticed in the past when we did this, you know, dating back pre-COVID, was having some of the young kids come in and play 3-on-3 and yeah. really help them develop the game and fall in love with the game. I look at it more of like a t-ball type thing. So mm-hmm. it's like t-ball for basketball. And so kids 13 and under, everyone's welcome to come out 6 to 7:30. Penn State Du Bois has allowed us to use their gym for that. We're really excited about that and keep that partnership going with Penn State Du Bois. So any kid 13 and under is able to come out and play some 3-on-3 basketball, and then we'll take that right into this weekend. I think I mentioned off air with you that all our teams will have been in action after this weekend, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, and as we move through the spring, and the focus will be shifting to the basketball yeah. tournament, and Du Bois Dream gets to participate in that again this year.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, and I don't know, things are starting to get some plans out there. It looks like we're going to be in the Charleston, West Virginia regional. We'll start getting our roster together and all that. But, you know, just leading up to that, it's always fun for me to see these AAU kids perform well and then give them something to shoot for in the basketball tournament and hopefully play. And, you know, like I think I told you before, one of the kids I have my eye on played in our youth program. He actually was helping us out this past week at AAU practice was Jordan Summers.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be graduating from Penn State Du Bois. Would love to get him on the team and just see him all the way through and then see what happens with that multi-partnership. So all that stuff was kind of geared towards the pro stuff last week or yeah. last time we were yeah. in here. But this time it's just cool to see some of these AAU kids just continue to get better and better and hopefully playing on our pro team. So
That's great. Albert, we get you in here every couple of weeks to give us an update on what the Du Bois Dream is doing and what it's all about. Maybe someone's tuning in for the first time and, you know, thinking, what's this Du Bois Dream yeah. thing all about? How about kind of an update on what the Du Bois Dream is and yeah. And some of the great things that you're involved with?
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up too, yeah. because it started back in TBT in 2016 was just a dream. I had moved back to my hometown, you know, Du Bois, yeah. Pennsylvania, and I had a dream to just put together this pro youth basketball team. So put it together back in 2016 with TBT. Then it slowly grew into more of a community-wide thing. You know, we got a bunch of votes to get in that first basketball tournament we played in. And then it turned into more of the community event type stuff. So now, you know, even this upcoming week, we're going into an elementary school to do a talk. And then, yeah. you know, with the U3X3 stuff. And then also, I kind of started the dream in honor of my dad, and then now it's morphed into, you know, in honor of my mom as well and our entire family foundation. Yeah, so yeah. We'll be doing the Varicallo Foundation ride walk in honor of my dad's 15th anniversary this summer. So it's become this kind of morphed into, I just kind of go and it ebbs and flows into different things. But at the heart of it, it's been a dream of mine just to play professional basketball and help other people along.
Yeah.
But then also give back to the community because it's always fun to do it through a sport. So basketball has been my passion project. So I just do it through basketball. So yeah, hopefully that gives people some rundown, and they're more than welcome to follow the dream on social media and on the website. But we're going to keep trying to partner up and connect different organizations here. We've been partnering with a volleyball club recently, now that we're officially a nonprofit, doing some raffles, trying to do some fundraisers, just trying to provide some more opportunities for kids in the area.
Well, thank you for that update, and keep up the great work, Albert, and we look forward to hearing more in the weeks ahead.
All right, thanks, Dan.